Aces High by Simon Beswick.
Trouble with this place. Just because you've a few white hairs and forget the odd thing now and again, everyone thinks you're gaga. Occupation, doddery old nutter. Whereas in reality it should read, Occupation, Spitfire Pilot. And a damn good job I did too, sweeping the skies of the evil Hun. If it wasn't for the likes of me, we'd all be run by a bunch of Nazis by now. On second thoughts, I do wonder, time to time, exactly why I really bothered. What's so damn terrible about growing old? If it's a crime, we all commit it sooner or later. We just never think we will. But what's the point of talking to you about that? Deaf ears. Won't believe it till it's too late. No, they never look past the surface, the wrinkles, the lapses of memory, the problems of speech or movement. Perhaps they don't want to. No, no. Far better to put us all into little boxes and make us stay there by fair means or foul. Treat you like a child. No, you're not going there. You went there yesterday. No, no, no phone calls. No leaving the grounds. And by God, that burns. I may be a withered old burden on the state now, but once upon a time I was a man like any other. Did my bit for Queen and country, more than any of the damned apes working here. I worked, raised a family, and, cut quite a dash in my youth, as the ladies could tell you. But nobody wants to hear about that from a man in his 90th year. How do they think they came about? Immaculate Conception? Oops! Sorry about that, God. He's the moment. Oh, yes, I believe. How do you think I got through the Battle of Britain? 23 years old and 30,000 feet above the home counties on an overgrown children's kite? Faith, of course. In God, our cause. And the morale-boosting powers of a flask of cheap scotch. Quite a few of us were flying around half-cut. Never be permitted today, I'm sure. Of course, in the long-term health stakes, flying around trying to blow the hell out of one another with machine guns is hardly something the average GP would recommend. But the Germans were an enemy you could fight against. Seek. Engage. Come out of the sun and... Bam, 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 bam. Down they went. All that blood and fire and... not like this enemy. This slow decay. My own family put me in this place. My flesh and blood. Did they think they were doing me a favour? God forgive them if not. Still, I've decided. I shall not go gently into that good night. I was a hero once, and all I want now is a little dignity, a little respect. You wouldn't think that was so much to ask. It is possible to have a few things smuggled into this place. My little stash of parts is almost complete. One of the wheelchairs, filched from storage, will serve my purpose. Then on go the wings, the tailplane fixed behind, nose cone and propeller bolted on at the front, and all that remains is to siphon a little petrol from the matron's 4x4. Then the roar and rev of the engine. Chocks away, the taxi down the runway, and then the slow, glorious rise into the air. Sadly, there are limits to what can be procured, so my dreams of a grand strafing raid on the staff wing, avenging my myriad humiliations upon the staff with a set of 30mm cannon, are to remain just that. Dreams. But I can still give the beggars a scare of a lifetime. I shan't get far. There's no safe landing ground, no friendly airfield or neutral territory. But some fights you can't win. It's about how well you lose. This way, I end as I began, a flyer, tasting glory. They'll remember what I was, and they won't forget. I can't escape, but they won't catch me. I'll fly far and high, beyond their reach, higher and higher. Into the sun.
Aces High was performed by Ron Brown. The piece was written and directed by Simon Beswick.